Japan today sent two spy satellites into orbit. A North Korean foreign ministry spokesman called the launch a hostile act and said it threatens a new arms race in Northeast Asia. The satellites give Japan its own means of monitoring North Korea's nuclear and missile programs rather than relying on the United States. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Japan launched the satellites amid clear skies and tight security from the tiny island of Tanegashima, about 600 miles southwest of Tokyo. Japanese officials say the launch went exactly as planned. The satellites will enable Japan to monitor North Korea's nuclear weapons program and provide advance warning of long-range missile tests. Until now, Japan has had to rely on intelligence provided by the United States, but Japanese officials complain the U.S. has sometimes been slow to share that intelligence. Shigeru Ishiba is head of Japan's defense agency.
It is important that we are able to obtain information ourselves to ensure the peace and security of our country. That is why we launched these satellites. It is not meant threaten other countries.
But Japan does feel threatened by North Korea, and so it's beefing up its military. It recently purchased refueling aircraft, enabling its jet fighters to reach North Korea. And according to a report in today's edition of the Mainichi newspaper, Japan is studying the possibility of purchasing Tomahawk cruise missiles from the U.S. All of this clearly worries North Korea. It called the Japanese satellite launch a hostile act that will eventually lead to Japan's self-destruction. Earlier this week, North Korea pulled out of military talks with the American-led UN command along the DMZ, the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. And some analysts predict that North Korea will soon test fire a long-range ballistic missile or take other provocative steps while the U.S. is distracted by the war in Iraq. Toshimitsu Shigemura, a professor at Japan's Takushoko University, says North Korea is worried that it may be the next victim of a U.S. invasion.
Pyongyang's leaders are very, very afraid the United States will attack North Korea after the Iraq. So they are watching the BBC or CNN from the night to the morning. They want to take some kind of lessons from the Iraqi attack.
Some analysts fear that one lesson North Korea may discern from the Iraqi war is this. If you want to avoid a U.S. invasion, make sure you have a formidable military. North Korea, in fact, recently increased its defense budget, already one of the largest in the world. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.